This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 133, How to Pause for a Higher Speaking Score. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, wait for it, let's impress the examiner with pausing and intonation.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I am so good. You know what I did yesterday?
Did you get another tattoo? I'm getting nervous about you.
Very good guess, but no. I went to see Black Mass.
What's that?
It's a movie based on James Whitey Bulger, your neck of the woods.
Oh, that guy's famous around here.
Exactly. All those Boston accents. It's like this super cool, you know, like mobster Boston accent movie. Oh, man. Johnny Depp. It was so good.
Oh, fantastic. We had an episode on the main show about the Boston accent a few weeks ago, and it's just a really great accent. And now I want to see that movie too. Was it good?
Oh, you have to see it. It's so good. I was super into it the whole time. Just like, you know, just, it's going to be a classic mobster movie. Totally.
Yeah, there are a lot of gangsters out here, I feel, like throughout history, you know? I mean, we had the movie The Town was about Boston, Charlestown,
right.
And we had Good Will Hunting was kind of not really gang, more poverty related, I guess. But it's interesting, all these stories from Boston about violent gangs. I mean,
there are a lot, right? And like Southie,
huh?
like that's a famous sort of idea now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Anyway. Yeah.
Good stuff. Local knowledge for our listeners here.
Movie recommendations with Lindsay and Jessica.
Jessica, I bet those gangsters use dramatic pauses very effectively.
Very effectively. Way to segue into our topic. Yeah. But seriously, like if they're trying to intimidate or scare someone, right?
Oh,
there's
yeah.
definitely a dramatic pause. Like, for example, if he was like, you know what I do to killers? And then like a pause or something. I don't know. Like that could work. But so we don't want to use the dramatic pause to intimidate or scare the examiner.
Right. Exactly.
However, it would work to like create tension and not tension, but interest, to create interest.
Oh, this is a huge topic. I love it. I mean, not just at IELTS, right? Also in our social lives, when we communicate with anyone, I've noticed that the less I speak and the slower I speak, the more people listen to me.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a really good point. If, you know, if you are speaking too quickly, and I do this all the time, if I'm speaking too fast, like my words are not organized. I don't come up with as like strong ideas because I'm just mowing through words. I'm just blabbering. So that's true on the exam. Also, if you choose to speak a little, if you make yourself speak a little more slowly on the exam, your answers will be more organized. You will be more fluent and coherent. You know, you can think of better vocabulary. I always tell students to speak more slowly on the exam.
Yeah, I love it. And this is getting a little bit woo-woo here, but often what we say and the way we communicate reflects back and it gives us a certain feeling about ourselves. So I also think that speaking slowly could help us to feel more centered in our body and connected to the ground and therefore just more mindful.
You know, that there's a lot of truth to that. Like in my experience, like personally, if I am angry about something or very emotional about something, if I really focus on slowing down my speech and, you know, taking that great emotion out of my voice and just sort of focusing on sounding calm, I'm going to feel more calm. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So I think this could be just the ticket, right? Just what our listeners need to push that score up, or combining this with the other advice we've been giving in the last few weeks, which has been really hot advice, Jessica. We've been really pumping out great tips here.
Yeah.
But I think this could really help our listeners. So how can our listeners apply this dramatic pause on the speaking test? I mean, what can we do?
Yeah, there are a couple ways. Just the first two ways that come to mind, because they come to mind because these are things I do in like natural speak. So one is to pause after a heavy well. Okay, I know that sounds weird, but let me give you an example. Like a heavy well. Like if the examiner says, "What do you like to do in your free time?" then I could say, "Well." That's what I mean by like a heavy well, you know, that intonation. Okay. Like I'm thinking, well, and then like a slight pause and maybe like a smile, you know, like I'm getting ready to say something interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I'd say, well, actually, I love to play soccer, or, right? And all
I
of
like
this,
that.
Like it impacts our natural sounding pronunciation and would really show the examiner we are aware of how native speakers sound.
No, I love it. And contrasting that with the idea of just filling that space with right?
Yeah.
It's a completely different answer.
Exactly, exactly. It's not so
even if you really don't. Yeah.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So we like, I always tell students to not pause, right? To keep talking so you sound fluent. But, and so this sounds like odd advice, but this is a strategic pause. It's not a pause due to lack of words. It's a communication device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Brilliant. So I think the best way to teach this to our listeners would be to just give some examples. But you said that there was one other way, one other time that you use the dramatic pause. Let's talk about that. So the first thing is we can use it after the well, right? Well.
Okay. Yeah.
And then moving on. And then what's the other way we could use it, Jessica?
So, okay, this is kind of funny. And this is, you know, I did a spot on Luke's English podcast talking about using humor on the IELTS exam. And this is a good example of that. So, there's a phrase in popular culture now, where before we introduce something surprising, we say, "Wait for it." And then we pause and then we say something surprising. It comes to mind because my son finds it hilarious and he says it all the time now. And so do I. So,
oh my God.
So on the exam, if we talked about giving the examiner surprising information in a couple episodes ago, right? So this is another way to do that. If the examiner says, so if I'm, you know, Saudi and the examiner says, "What is your favorite food from your country?" And then I could say, "Oh gosh, that's a good question. Wait for it." Sushi or whatever, because that would be like a surprising answer, right?
That's a big surprise.
I promise you the examiner would laugh. No matter how like old and cranky the examiner is, they would have to chuckle.
I know.
That.
I love it. It sounds so native and so natural, and it will remind them of the 90s a little bit, because I feel like that phrase was hot kind of in the 90s. Do you remember?
Really?
I feel like it's like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing or something.
No, it's not that old, is it? Oh, man, I feel
maybe
old
late
now.
Late 90s, maybe. I don't know. I feel like it goes back a few years, but they'll know it, right? If they're from at least the U.S., right, they'll know what you're doing here and how, and that's very strategic, right? A very strategic use of a natural phrase.
Yeah, that would automatically like put the examiner in the mind frame of a 7 for vocab, right? And then automatically also a 7 for fluency and coherence, because the way you're organizing your ideas is definitely more interesting and more coherent than other students. You know, that's a great idea.
And it's more than just a phrase. It's an entire construction. It's an entire kind of buildup, a presentation, right?
Exactly.
If you're ready to stop wasting your time with random IELTS material and get into a step-by-step system to lead you to your target score, you can get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to the homepage, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, watch the video, and get into the trial for $1 for your first 3 days. See you at IELTS.allearsenglish.com.
All right, let's give our listeners some examples of these two strategies.
Okay, let's do it. So let's see, where should we start? Should we go for, all right, here's a question for you, Jessica. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay, is being late acceptable in your culture? Why or why not?
Well... That's an interesting question because I don't think it should be acceptable, but for some people, it seems it is. Because I have friends who have no problem showing up 10 minutes late, 20 minutes late, whereas I am always 10 to 20 minutes early. So difficult to say, but I don't think it should be.
10 to 20 minutes early. Wow. Very early.
That was bit of an exaggeration, but
I like how, that was great. Yeah. No, so there you said, well, right. And so it's not just that pause. It's also that intonation where your pronunciation score could get pushed up, right? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that dramatic pause creates that natural rhythm, right?
Yeah,
in our speaking. Okay. Here you go, Lindsay. What work do you do?
Wait for it. I am a clown in my free time. On the weekends, I work as a clown at birthday parties. Yep, I'm just crazy and I know how to juggle and I have one of those big red noses.
Honk, honk. That was awesome.
That was hard to come up with something. But so one question, Jessica. Okay. Mm-hmm. So obviously I lied. I'm not a clown.
Really?
But with the wait for it, does it have to be a surprise or is it weird if we say wait for it and then we give the truth, like a boring, normal answer, like I'm a podcaster?
That's a good question. You know, no, it's not. You can use it with obvious answers because then it becomes ironic. You know, which is funny today.
Oh, yeah.
So if, for example, you asked me what I do, and you already know what I do, like if the examiner asks a student, you know, do you work or are you a student? The examiner knows the person is a student, right? And so if the student was like, wait for it. I'm a student. Like that would be hilarious because you're saying something obvious. So if you ask me what I do, then I'd say, wait for it. I'm a podcaster. Like that would be funny because like it's, you know what I mean? It's ironic because you don't have to wait. You already know. So it's a joke.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know, that's even in some ways a more advanced tactic than, you know, irony, sarcasm is even more advanced than using surprise. So there must be, maybe there's a separate system in the grading section for irony and sarcasm, which I think is... Obviously, there's not, but I'm sure it'll, you know, if you're able to do that. Yeah, I agree with that answer, actually. I think that's a great point. You can
really... it shows, you know, we talk about fluency and coherence, and it is about how you organize your ideas and being able to express irony or sarcasm. That is a very advanced communication technique. I mean, trying to explain these concepts to students who maybe in their culture, these aren't parts of the national humor. I feel like with our stand-up comedy background and our like North American and British type humor, sarcasm is like, it's such a big deal and it's really hard to explain.
It's better to show examples, right? So watching common TV shows would be a good idea.
Seinfeld is all about like irony and sarcasm.
So funny. Seinfeld is, it's funny how a lot of our listeners and people around the world, they know Friends, but they tend not to know Seinfeld as much. But we would really encourage that you guys check out Seinfeld.
Seriously, check it out, guys. I know it looks kind of old because it is kind of old. Lindsay and I are kind of old, I feel like now.
Yeah, we are. But,
recommending Seinfeld. But guys, yeah, that's true. Like everyone, Friends is accessible to everyone, which is great. It's automatically, you can understand the humor. But guys, if you want to push yourself into these more interesting native speaker circles, you know, types of humor, Seinfeld is, it would be such a good thing for you guys to use.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good point. And I think we need to couple this dramatic pause with the intonation and with kind of a little smile. It's kind of a package deal, right, Jessica? Because exactly. If we just do the pause alone or just the wait for it, it's all monotone and it doesn't work the same way.
No. Oh God, that would fall flat. That would be really weird. I mean, these are jokes. These are funny things. You can't be funny or express any sort of emotion like humor without intonation. Like, that's impossible.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Okay. I am so impressed with this lately, Lindsay. Can I just say how awesome these episodes are?
We're on fire. On fire, guys. Share IELTS energy far and wide. Send it to your friends. You can actually share a podcast in your iTunes app now. So go over and share it in email, by text message, or by Twitter. You can do that now, guys. So share it with your friends if they want to pass the IELTS too.
Yeah. Go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and you could even share episodes on Facebook, right? And then you could post it and everyone could listen.
Yeah. Let's just save the world with this knowledge, guys. Let's go ahead and let everybody know how we can get our target scores on the IELTS and move on to our dreams. Cause that's why we're here. And one way to do it is with that dramatic pause. I love it. I'm going to try using this dramatic pause in my social life this weekend.
You're going to be so popular.
I know.
I'm just telling you.
I can already see it.
That's so awesome. Oh,
that's great. Well, thanks, thank you for Lindsay. This tip today, Jessica. It's been great.
It's super fun.
Wait for it.
All right.
Goodbye.
Talk. No, just kidding.
Oh, wait for it. That's it for today.
So fun.
All right. All right.
Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.